Then we just read the... Then I just say, Dritya jaya darayate mana pranendriya kriya yogena vyabhicharinya driti sapata sajviki. Translation.
O pritin sine, nesalomiva odlučnost koja se postojano održava primjenom joge i koja tako vlada aktivnostima uma, života i čula je odlučnost Poguni Vrline. Smisao. Joga je proces kojim se može shvatiti nad dušom. Osoba koja je postojano usredsređena na vrhovnu dušu s odlučnošću, usredsređujući svoj um, život i čulne aktivnosti na svevišnjeg, djeluje u svjesnosti Krišne. Ta vrsta odlučnosti je Guni Vrline. Riječ Avyabhicharinya je veoma značajna, jer ukazuje da osobe koje djeluju u svjesnosti Krišne, nijedna druga aktivnost nikada ne odvraća s puta.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyati Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
O Sanapita, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life and senses, is determination in the mode of goodness.
Opritin sine, nesalomiva odlučnost koja se postojano održava primjenom joge i koja tako vlada aktivnostima uma, života i čula je odlučnost u Guni Vrline.
Determination is required in order to go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Rupa Goswami discusses that there are six principles which are favorable to attain pure devotional service.
Srila Rupa Goswami objašnjava da postoji šest principa koji su povoljni za postizanje čistog predanog služenja.
Utsahan nischayat darayat tatat karma pravatanat and so on. It means first principle necessary is utsahan, enthusiasm.
Prvi princip koji je potreban je utsahan, entuzijazam.
Second principle is perseverance.
Drugi je ustrajnost.
Third principle is patience.
Treći je strpljivost.
The fourth principle is to engage in the activities of devotional service and like hearing and chanting about Krishna and remembering him.
Četvrti je angažirati se u aktivnostima predanog služenja, poput slušanja, pjevanja o Krišni i sjećanja na njega.
To give up material greed,
zatim napustiti materijalnu pohlepu,
and to
give up the association of non-devotees.
I ostaviti društvo avakta.
These are six principles favorable for the execution of devotional service.
Tih šest principa je povoljno za predano služenje.
And nishaya, or unbreakable determination, you could say, is one of them.
Jedna od njih je nishaya ili nesalomiva odlučnost.
I think looking at the watch, I will just come down to the essence.
Gledajući na sat, odmah ću preći na bit.
It's late.
Kasno.
And an unusual time to have a lecture.
I neobično vrijeme za lekciju.
So let's just get to the essence.
Idemo na suštinu sada.
We have to be determined.
Moramo biti odlučni.
How to become determined?
Kako postati odlučan?
Do you agree? This is the subject, right?
Interesantno. Dobro tema.
We cannot hope that on our own strength and determination we will go back home, back to Godhead.
Ne možemo se nadati da ćemo samo zahvaljujući vlastitoj snazi i odlučnosti vratiti se natrag Bogu.
But with great conviction we can do what is in our strength.
Ali sa velikim uvjerenjem možemo učiniti ono što je u našoj moći.
We can fix our mind on our devotional service.
Možemo usredsrediti svoj um na naše predano služenje.
Start to do something for Krishna.
Početi nešto raditi za Krishnu.
And then help will come.
I onda će pomoć doći.
Srila Prabhupada told us the story of the little sparrow.
Srila Prabhupada nam je ispričao priču o vravici.
Who had laid her eggs on the shore of an ocean, but the flood of the ocean took the eggs into her waters.
Koja je položila svoje jaja na obalu oceana, ali je val oceana odnio ta jaja u svoje vode, u svoje dubine.
So the little sparrow said to the ocean, "Give back my eggs."
Mala ptica je rekla oceanu, vrati mi moja jaja.
The ocean just said, ha ha.
Ocean je rekao, ha ha.
If you do not give back my eggs, said the spark, the sparrow, sorry.
Ako mi ne vratiš moja jaja, rekla je mala ptica.
I will come and with my own beak I will empty you.
Ja ću te sa mojim vlastitim kljunom isprazniti.
Ha ha, said the ocean.
Ha ha, reče ocean.
So the sparrow actually started taking whatever water it could take out of the ocean.
I ptičica je započela sa pražnjem oceana svojim kljunom.
Now Garuda, the master of all the birds, saw that and came to the help of the sparrow.
Gospodar svih ptica Garuda to vidio i odlučio pomoći maloj ptici.
Then he came before the ocean and said, "Return the eggs of the little sparrow, otherwise you will be in trouble."
Onda je došao pred ocean i rekao, "Vrati jaja maloj ptici, inače ćeš biti u nevolji."
And the ocean immediately carried the eggs. Of course, of course.
Here. Naravno, evo.
What else?
Još?
And you know, just gave them eggs back.
Vratio,
Prabhupada used this little story to say that if you try your best.
Prabhupada koristi ovu kratku priču da izrazi da ako date sve od sebe,
then Krishna will help you.
Onda će vam Krishna pomoći.
This determination we should have.
Takvu odlučnost trebamo imati.
For instance, some young aspirants are sometimes or friends of Krishna. I spoke today with so many devotees. They say, "Oh, it's so difficult to really get into the devotional service."
Danas sam pričao s puno ljudi i kad aspiranti ili prijatelji Krishna kažu da je vrlo teško zakupiti se sa predanim služenjem.
Or others have a very difficult decision to make.
Ili im je teško donijeti odluku.
In which temple should I go?
U koji hram da idem?
Others are in a different situation altogether. They are before the Christmas marathon and they want to have enough inspiration to go on.
I pred pred Božićni maraton drugi žele imati dovoljno inspiracije da nastave dalje.
Today I received a phone call from Hungary and the devotee was explaining, I feel so tired and I'm expected to be number one and how can I do it?
Danas sam imao poziv iz Mađarske, jedan bakter mi je rekao da od mene se očekuje da budem prvi, ali kako to mogu učiniti, osjećam se jako umorno.
Now, the answer for all these questions which will come up in our, or someone will say, I tried so many times but it really hasn't worked, I'm still the same person.
Ili neko će reći, ja sam toliko puno puta pokušao, ali nije funkcioniralo i ja sam još uvijek ista osoba.
The answer to all these questions is just try as what is in within your means and begin how to explain this. This is a difficult point, but I want to make it just extremely clear. Just let me think for a moment. Just try as much as you can and then just put your attempt, this is the best way, on the right fundament.
Pokušajte najbolje što možete i onda temeljite svoj pokušaj na pravom temelju.
Here Krishna kaže that if you want to have unbreakable determination, you have to find the right fundament to put your life on.
Ovdje Krishna kaže da ako želite imati nesalomljivu odlučnost, morate svoj život temeljiti na pravom temelju.
He says you have to have a yoga practice.
On kaže morate prakticirati jogu.
You have to chant the holy names proper.
Morate pravilno pjevati sveta imena.
Otherwise no determination will come.
Inače nećete imati odlučnosti.
Whatever determination you have will just, you know, like a house which you put on the wrong fundament will just sink after a while.
Koliko god imate odlučnosti, ona će poput kuće koja je na pogrešnim, na slabim temeljima napravljena, ona će potonuti.
Yoga practice means for us in Krishna consciousness the Navaranga, the nine limbs of, we have nine processes of yoga.
U predavnom služenju za nas prakticiranje joge znači Navaranga ili devet udova, devet procesa joge.
Udova?
Udova.
Ah, so, not Udova. I thought you said Udova, the great devotee of Krishna. But that's a Yugoslavian word, Udova, it seems. So, it starts with, we know them all, it's nothing new for you. Shravanam, hearing.
Ti procesi su Shravanam, slušanje.
Kirtanam, chanting.
Kirtanam, pjevanje i recitiranje.
Smaranam, remembering,
smaranam sjećanje,
then offering prayers,
upućivanje molitvi.
These are all yoga practices, we have to follow them.
To su sve aktivnosti joge i moramo ih raditi.
Only then we can hope that our determination will become unbreakable.
Samo tada se možemo nadati da će naša odlučnost postati nesalomiva.
Without this fundament we will always waver.
Bez tog temelja uvijek ćemo biti klimavi.
Be confused what we should do.
Izbunjeni u pogledu toga što da radimo.
And then even an external arrangement will not help us.
I tada nam čak ni izvanjski aranžman neće pomoći.
By this yoga practice, why is this? Why does your determination become unbreakable if you practice bhakti yoga?
Zašto je to tako? Zašto vaša odlučnost postaje nesalomiva ako prakticirate bhakti yogu?
Because by this bhakti yoga execution your mind will be controlled.
Jer bhakti yogom će vaš um postati ovladan.
Have you ever seen a dog?
Jeste li ikad videli psa?
Of course, who has not seen a dog? When he tries to cross the road,
kad pokušava preći put,
then he smells the wurst. The what wurst means? Salamis, yes. Then he
on osjeti miris salame.
And then his determination becomes broken.
I slomi mu se odlučnost.
He knows that the salami is because he cannot control his senses and his mind. Isn't it? So if you are hoping to become determined at what you do, you must first put the fundament, you must first do some bhakti yoga.
Ako se nadate da razvijete odlučnost u onome što radite, onda morate imati dobre temelje, bhakti yoga.
And increase your attachment to Krishna.
I povećati svoju privrženost Krishna.
Then your determination will become unbreakable.
Onda će vaša odlučnost postati nesalomiva.
Yes. No salami will break your determination.
Nikakva salama neće slomiti vašu odlučnost.
This is one point about determination.
To je jedna poanta odlučnosti.
Yes. Second question.
Drugo pitanje.
How do I find out what to do in my život?
Kako da saznam što da radim u životu?
Or what direction to go?
Ili kojim smjerom ići?
Which street to distribute books on?
U kojoj ulici da dijelim knjige?
Or maybe I should go to the train station and, you know, make a competition to Vrajamani.
Može da odem na željeznički kolodvor i natječem se s Vrajamanijem.
There is a friend within your heart.
Postoji prijatelj u vašem srcu.
Who can give you the answer?
Koji vam može dati odgovor.
Krishna within the heart.
Krishna u srcu.
Srila Prabhupada, he said that the advanced devotee can take help from the super soul.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da napredni bhakta može prihvatiti pomoć od nadduše.
But he even says in one purport that even if you are not an advanced soul, you can take help from the super soul.
Ali u jednom komentaru je rekao čak ako niste napredna duša, možete prihvatiti pomoć od nadduše.
You only need to have a special qualification only.
Samo je potrebna specijalna kvalifikacija.
Then Krishna will help you.
Onda će vam Krishna pomoći.
And I want to request Akrura Prabhu to please take the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 10. There is a purport which is very nice and which will make the point very clear. Have you found it?
Yes.
Can you please read very carefully so that the devotees who are a little tired can really hear everything from the a person may have a bona fide spiritual master, that must be the last paragraph and may be attached to a spiritual organization. Yes, please read that. Please, Slujanan. Now, Prabhupada will explain to all of us how we can take help from the super soul, what qualification we have to fulfill so that the super soul will tell us, even if we may not be yet very advanced in bhakti yoga.
Molim vas pažljivo slušajte, podišlo pravo da objašnjava kako možemo prihvatiti pomoć od nadduše čak ako nismo jako napredni u bhakti yogi. Neko može imati vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja i biti privržen duhovnoj organizaciji, ali ako nije dovoljno inteligentan da napreduje, Krišna ga u srcu poučava tako da bez poteškoća može na kraju doći njemu. Kvalifikacija je da uvijek djeluje u svjesnosti Krišne i s ljubavlju i devocijom radi sve vrste službe.
Yes. Yes, continue.
Treba nešto raditi za Krišnu i to treba raditi s ljubavlju. Ako bhakta nije dovoljno inteligentna da napreduje na putu samospoznaje, ali je iskren i posvećen predanom služenju, Gospodin mu pruža priliku da napreduje i na kraju dođe njemu.
So, Krishna is there.
Krishna je tu.
He is waiting for us to direct us in our spiritual life.
On čeka na nas da prihvatimo njegovo smirenje, njegove direktive u duhovnom životu.
But he wants to see a little service performed.
Ali želi vidjeti da napravimo malu službu.
And then he is ready to help.
I onda je spreman pomoći.
He is ready to wake us up from our slumber and make us Krishna consciousness.
Spreman je probuditi nas iz našeg usnulog stanja do svjesnosti Krishna.
In this connection I would like to just tell you briefly a little Krishna Leela which you will find wonderful.
Samo želim sada ukratko u vezi s tim ispričati jednu Krishnu zabavu, Krishnu Leelu koja će vam siditi.
There was once a king, a very king, who fought for a long time for the Devatas.
Jednom je živio vedski kralj koji se dugo vremena borio za devate, polubogove.
He really helped them to get rid of the demons.
Doista im je pomogao da se oslobode demona.
Then they offered him, the devatas were so happy, they said, we want to give you everything what you want.
Devate polubogovi su bili toliko zadovoljni s njim da su mu rekli, želimo ti dati što god da želiš.
Just ask for any salami.
Što god želiš od nas.
Not the, you know, material benefit, huh?
Materijalno.
Yes. Then this Muchukunda said, no.
Onda je kralj Muchukunda rekao ne.
I didn't do it for a reward.
Nisam to radio radi nagrade.
I know you are devotees of the Lord and I did it for free for you.
Znam da ste vi gospodinovi bhakte, ja sam to radio besplatno za vas.
Just give me one blessing.
Samo mi dajte jedan blagoslov.
I am tired now and I want to sleep.
Umoran sam sada, želim spavati.
And whoever wakes me in my sleep,
I ko god me probudi u mom snu,
give me the blessing that just by looking at him I will burn him to ashes.
Samo pogledavši u njega spalit ću ga u pepeo.
Uredno. Then Muchukunda went into a cave and just went asleep.
Onda Muchukunda otišao u pećinu i spilju i zaspao.
This happened in Satya Yuga.
To se dogodilo u Satya Yugi.
Now in towards the end of Dvarapa Yuga, Krishna made his divine appearance.
Krishna imao svoju božansku pojavu negdje krajem Dvapara Yuge.
First he spent time in Vrindavan, but then he went to Mathura.
Najprije proveo vrijeme u Vrindavanu, a zatim otišao u Mathuru.
In Mathura, he and his was attacked by the demoniac king Yarasandra and defeated him and his whole army 18 times.
U Mathurika je napao demonski kralj Yarasandra i Krishna ga je porazio, njega i njegovu vojsku, 18 puta.
The 19th attack of Yarasandra, and during the 19th attack of Yarasandra, a Mlecha king called Kalayavana also sided with him and attacked also Mathura.
Za vrijeme 19. napada, 19. napada tog kralja Yarasandre, pridružio mu se Mlecha kralj Kalayavana u napadu na Mathuru.
And Krishna, when he saw this Kalayavana, didn't want to kill him.
I kada je Krishna vidio Kalayavanu, nije ga htio ubiti.
Because if a gentleman kills a skunk, you know, they were like, then you know, no one really thinks it's glorious.
Kada gentleman ubije smrdljivu, onda...
Skunka, yes, the skunka.
Boja se ubije, niko ne misli da je to nešto jako slavno.
So, Krishna didn't want to even touch this Kalayavana, a meat eater.
Krishna nije htio ni dodirnuti to Kalayavana.
And he decided to perform his lila. He appeared before Kalayavana without weapons.
Bez oružja.
And Kalayavana just also laid his neck, his weapons down and said, okay, then we have a fist fight and I kill you in this way.
Kalayavana je isto položio svoje oružje i rekao, borit ćemo se pesnicama.
Because Kshatriya will always attack on the same terms which his opponent has.
Kshatriya će se boriti protiv nekog samo na ravnoj nozi sa istim oružjem.
So Krishna didn't say anything. He just walked playing with his lotus flower through the armies.
Krishna ništa nije rekao, samo se poigrava sa svojim lotusovim cvijetom, prolazio kroz redove vojske.
Totally transcendental. And this Kalayavana ran behind him.
A Kalayavana je trčao za njim.
But it seemed to him that Krishna was always just this much before him.
Ali izgledalo mu je da je Krishna uvijek za šaku dalje nego što može dohvatiti.
And he followed Krishna until Krishna, who wanted to bless Muchukunda,
i slijedio je Krishnu, a Krishna je želio blagosloviti Muchukundu,
led him into the cave.
Krishna ga je doveo u tu spilju.
And then Krishna put his yellow shada over the sleeping Muchukunda.
I onda je Krishna svoj žuti čadar stavio na usnulog Muchukundu
and stood in one corner of the cave.
I stajao u jednom uglu pećine.
So this Kalayavana demon, he thought that Krishna had felt so tired that he went into this to hide in the cave, and so that the flies wouldn't disturb him, he would have put the yellow shada over him.
Demon Kalayavana mislio da se Krishna toliko umorio da je morao otići u spilju spavati i da ga muhe ne bi uznemiravale i stavile žuti čadar preko sebe.
And his yellow chada, you know, it just had an effulgent light, so this Kalayavana could immediately see in the cave this, you know, this body covered with a yellow chada.
Taj žuti čadar je odašiljao sjajnu svjetlost, tako da je Kalayavana ga mogao ga odmah primijetiti u toj mračnoj spilji.
And he just went into the cave and violently kicked the sleeper.
I on je ušao žustro u tu spilju i grubo udario spavača.
Probudite! I want to fight with you! Don't sleep now!
Probudi se, želim se boriti s tobom, nemoj sad spavati.
I will kill you!
Ubiću te!
So Muchukunda, he looked up.
Muchukunda se probudio i pogledao.
And he saw this person just screaming.
I vidio je kako ta osoba urla.
And he only looked at him once in Kalayavana, burned in the fires of his angry eyes to ashes.
Samo ga je jednom pogledao i vatra koja je izlazila iz njegovih gnjevnih očiju spalila je Kalayavana u pepeo.
And Muchukunda felt in the cave there was a divine presence.
A Muchukunda je osjetio nekako božansko prisustvo u spilji.
And all of a sudden in that dark cave he saw the beautiful form of the Lord.
I iznenada u toj mračnoj spilji vidio je prekrasni oblik Gospodina.
And he felt great transcendental ecstasy.
I osjetio veliku transcendentalnu ekstazu.
But he just had woken up from sleep.
Ali se upravo probudio iz sna.
Deep sleep which went over yugas.
Iz dubokog sna koji je trajao kroz nekoliko juga.
Not just a little rest, you know.
To nije samo kratki odmor.
And he saw the Lord, and he said, is it true I'm seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Vidio je gospodina i zapitao se, jer je ovo istina da vidim svevišnju božansku osobu?
And Krishna actually told him about his transcendental being. So you might ask yourself the question, why did Krishna appear to the sleeping king? What was his qualification?
Možete postaviti pitanje zašto se Krishna pojavio pred usnulim kraljem, što je bila njegova kvalifikacija?
You must know Krishna, you could say, okay, Krishna was clever, he knew being everywhere that he could get rid of this skunka by just bringing him to this person who had the blessing.
Vi možete reći Krishna je bio pametan, pošto on sve prožimajući, on je znao da može se tog skunka osloboditi tako što ga dovede do Mučukunde.
But this answer is not really correct, because that would mean Krishna needed the king.
Ali taj odgovor ne bi bio potpuno ispravan, jer to bi značilo da je Krishna trebao kralja.
He could have just arranged that a tree would fall from the sky on the head of the demon. He wanted to bless actually the king.
Međutim, on je želio blagosloviti kralja Mučukundu.
Because he had done some service.
Je učinio neku službu.
And had not asked any return for it.
I nije tražio nikakvu nagradu za uzvrat.
Then imagine at the end of the marathon, you have given your best and you come to Dayalu, you have really distributed many thousands. And you expect at least like a chapati or something, but Dayalu says, well, now you can take a rest. we would not feel so happy.
Zamislite na kraju maratona, podijelili ste na tisuće knjiga i dođete do Dayalu i očekujete barem chapati. I Dayalu kaže, sada se možeš odmoriti.
Imagine you give.
Ne biste se osjećali baš sretni.
Imagine you give your life for something. And then the reward is, now you can go and take sleep. Sleep is for free, you can always do it. So he really had done service and had not to the demigods, considering them dear to the Lord, and had not asked a return.
On je zaista napravio službu za polubogu, smatrajući ih dragim gospodinu, i nije tražio ništa za uzvrat.
So this is how Krishna can appear in our lives.
Tako se Krishna može pojaviti u našim životima.
We just should start our service.
Mi samo trebamo započeti s našom službom.
Go on the Prabhupada marathon.
Idite u Prabhupada marathon.
Try our best.
Dajte sve od sebe.
And Krishna will appear in our lives, and then we will know what to do.
I Krishna će se pojaviti u našem životu i onda ćemo znati što raditi.
Krishna will give us chance to make progress and ultimately attain him.
Krishna će nam dati priliku da napredujemo i da na kraju ga dostignemo.
So I want to close my lecture here.
Želim ovdje završiti sa svojom lekcijom.
Thank you very much for waiting.
Puno hvala što ste čekali.
We have become a little late.
Malo je kasno sada.
Now you can have the blessing of just resting.
Sad možete imati blagoslov za odmaranje i spavanje.
I'm sorry for the joke, yes. Good. I feel we should... It is very clear what was said today.
Vrlo je jasno što smo danas, o čemu smo danas govorili.
If we want to be determined in spiritual life,
ako želimo biti odlučni u duhovnom životu,
first thing is we have to practice yoga, bhakti yoga.
Da moramo prakticirati jogu, bhakti jogu.
These processes which we know.
Ove procese koje znamo.
Because only then our restless minds will be controlled.
Jer samo tako naši nemirni umovi mogu biti ovladani.
And it will be very easy for us to do our continue in our spiritual life.
I bit će vrlo lako za nas da nastavimo u našem duhovnom životu.
Then we said if you start with great determination, do your devotional service, help will come.
Potom smo rekli, ako s velikom odlučnošću predano služite, doći će pomoć.
Like in the example of the sparrow and Garuda.
Kao u primjeru vravice i Garude.
And in the end we brought out that point that Krishna will easily come to the help of his devotee, even if the devotee is not very advanced.
I na kraju smo istakli poantu da će Krishna pomoći bhakti čak i ako bhakta nije jako napredan.
If he just fulfills this one condition of serving him.
Ako ispunimo samo taj jedan uvjet služenja njega.
If you feel that you were a little tired and could not really hear that part which Akrura Prabhu read, you can please read it in your own free time. It's in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, 10th verse.
Ako ste bili umorni dok smo čitali ovaj odlomak iz komentara iz Bhagavad Gita, možete ga sami pročitati u 10. poglavlju, 10. stih, treći paragraf.
Yes. So, let us end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi ki jai, Sri Vayan Ganesh Satchinandana Maharaj ki jai. Yes?
koji je onda odnos između, recimo, u vezi s time, tijelo koje ima čisti bakra, čisti gospodina bakra, i u odnosu sa njegove pozicije na svoje tijelo. Da li je to tijelo ipak produkt, mislim, karme, ili je u odnosu na to pročišćeno, spiritualno potpuno?
Is the body of the, what is the relationship of the pure devotee with his body? Is his body also a product of karma, or it's completely purified spiritual?
Prabhupada answered this question once. Well, I will say it in another way. Because it was, don't remember that particular example which Prabhupada used, and you can only understand the answer with this example. So the thing is like this. There are different types of pure devotees.
Ima raznih vrsta čistih bhakta.
And it depends of whom you are speaking.
Ovisi o kome govoriš.
There are those who who never forget Krishna, or never forgot Krishna, and who take birth directly under Krishna's instruction. Then their bodies is not a product of karma. These are great souls. You can say they stepped down from the spiritual plane to the material plane. They didn't have karma. There is no question of karma.
Te velike duše silaze sa duhovnog na materijalni plan i ne možeš reći da su imali karmu.
Srila Prabhupada is such a pure devotee.
Srila Prabhupada je takav čisti bhakta.
Then there are others,
ima drugih,
who by the mercy of a pure devotee step, so to say, from the material plane to the spiritual plane.
Koji sa materijalnog plana zakorače na duhovni plan, na duhovni nivo.
Like hopefully all of us. Or eventually, like eventually, after some time, all of us.
Kao svi mi, nadamo se nakon nekog vremena.
And see, their bodies is obviously still the same body, which is manifest, was manifested due to their karma.
Njihova tijela su očito ista tijela koja se manifestirala zbog njihove karme.
For instance, you, if you would look at the early pictures, you would definitely see a such a pure devotee. You would definitely see resemblances in his childhood photos with his, you know, with a photo which was done during recent times.
Kada bi pogledao rane slike iz početka života, iz djetinjstva, tako čisto bakte, vidio bi sličnost sa kasnim slikama.
Yes. Now, such a pure devotee who engages body, mind and words in Krishna's service by being in contact with the spiritual energy like this, he spiritualizes his body which he has received by the law of karma.
Takav čisti bhakta koji je svoj um, tijelo i riječi angažirao u službi Krishne, on spiritualizira svoje tijelo koje je dobio po zakonima karme.
And to such a spiritualized body, you cannot say it's a karmi body, you know, it's not like just a manifestation of karma.
I ne možeš za tako spiritualizirano tijelo reći da je samo manifestacija karme.
It only appears like this.
Samo izgleda tako.
And the example has been given of a piece of paper.
Dati primjer komada papira.
Say we would take this piece of paper. I want to make it really clear that everyone, because it has a certain form now.
Sad ima određeni oblik ovo i komad papira.
Say we would put it into fire.
Ako bismo ga stavili u vatru.
Then the form would remain the same. If it's not, you know, like a real wildfire, but you have seen this paper in fire. They sometimes in the kameen, you say, when it's a wood fire which is not so hot as a coal fire, for instance, the coal is extremely hot as a fire.
Kada stavite, ako bismo stavili ovaj komad papira u vatru koju proizvode drva, jer ona nije prevruća, onda bi on zadržao svoj oblik.
So you could say, well, this is paper.
Možete reći, ali to je papir.
The same paper.
Isti papir.
But if you would touch it, you would see, no, it has a different quality. It's ash now.
Ali ako biste ga dotakli, vidjeli biste da ima drugčiju kvalitetu, da je sada pepel.
So in the same way, the spiritualized body,
isto je i sa spiritualiziranim tijelom,
that is very special.
Ono je vrlo specijalno.
It's not, strictly speaking, not a product of karma, although it looks like.
Ono nije produkt karme, iako izgleda da jeste.
It has been transformed, in other words, just like the piece of paper.
Drugim riječima, transformiralo se kao komad papira.
But one has to be a fully pure devotee, so that this is there.
Ali osoba mora biti potpuno čisti bhakta da bi to tako bilo.
Yes? Very interesting point, Milivoj. This is very nice point which you... Yes. So, Gaur Gadadhar.
Vas said that actually spiritual world is all around us, but we just...
Don't see it, yeah.
We have to learn how to access it.
Yes.
So, I'm interested, what is then the effect of our manipulation with matter on this absolute reality?
Could you please clarify a little bit more?
Because we are now present in, we have perception of material world, of material energy, and we are manipulating with these matters. We are making thoughts, for example, and something like that. So what is the effect of our manipulation with matter, material energy, on the absolute reality?
Ja sam si rekao da je svuda oko nas duhovni svijet, ali da mi to nemamo tu percepciju sada. I kakav je efekt naše manipulacije sa materijom, kakav je efekt na apsolutnu realnost?
Mm-hmm. One moment, please. I will answer your question in a Krishna conscious way. What else? Of course, Titi. I meant to say, in relationship to Krishna. So the absolute reality is Krishna. When you take matter and offer it with love to Krishna, then he will accept. There's a very interesting verse in this connection. Patram pushpang phalang toyam. Most of you all know it. Yome bhaktya prayashati tadaham bhaktyu paritam ashnami prayatat manaha.
U vezi s tim postoji ovaj zanimljiv stih koga svi većina vas zna.
Yes. If someone offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or a little water, I will accept.
Ako mi neko s ljubavlju ponudi list, cvijet, voćku ili malo vode, ja ću to prihvatiti.
Now, two times in this verse the word bhakti appears.
U ovom stivu se dva puta pojavljuje riječ bhakti.
Yomi bhaktya prayashati and tadaham bhaktyu paritam. And there is a reason why this is two times there.
I zato postoje razlog.
Bhakti means first has to be there when you gather the things and prepare, for instance, the food.
Bhakti prvo mora biti tu kada prikupljate stvari ili, na primjer, pripremate hranu.
And then when you offer it.
A potom kada je nudite.
Two times bhakti has to be there.
Dva puta bhakti mora biti tu.
So Krishna really is interested in bhakti.
Krishna zanima zapravo bhakti.
That's why we don't offer to the deity food which is prepared by non-devotees, even if we would offer it with love and affection. No, it's not really prepared with love. This, I mean, they is prepared for business purposes.
Zato mi ne nudimo božanstvima hranu koju su pripremili abakte, jer znamo da nije pripremljena sa ljubavlju i devocijom, već je radi biznisa.
Ja. Oh, trikovina, isn't it? For trikovina.
Yes.
Yeah, for trikovina. So matter, if you take matter and offer it to Krishna, Krishna accepts the love.
Ako materiju ponudiš Krishni, Krishna prihvaća ljubav.
And the matter, as we have discussed in Kaivalyapati Prabhu's point, becomes transformed actually.
I materija se transformira kao što smo razmatrali u vezi s poantom Kaivalyapati Prabhu.
Krishna actually becomes hungry. Gogadada.
Krishna doista je nekad postaje gladan.
We think Krishna really wants to eat.
Krishna doista želi jesti.
It's not that he just, all right, then I have to, two times love, I have to come, you know.
Nije da Krishna misli, o, moram doći, dva puta ljubav, moram doći.
Krishna made this point, how he accepts to Duryodhana.
Krishna je objasnio Duryodhani kako prihvaća.
Because the question is Krishna really hungry, you know, or is he just eating it because he must?
Pitanje je li Krishna doista gladan ili jede zato što mora?
Out of devotional convention.
Zbog devotijske konvencije.
This is the question. Or is he really, does he feel hunger?
Da li on osjeća glad, to je pitanje.
So, you know, when Krishna, I will make it very short, when Krishna came to Duryodhana, Duryodhana built so many palaces on the way, so that he was impressed by him.
Kada je Krishna krenuo do Duryodhane na putu, je
his rest places,
na putu je Duryodhana izgradio puno odmorišta, tako da Krishna bude impresioniran s njim, puno palača, odmorišta.
Yes, and then, see, you know, Krishna came there to make a peace treaty.
Krishna je došao da sklopi mirovni sporazum.
He wanted to, Guru, we have to be a little bit more present now. He wanted to bribe Krishna.
On je htio, Duryodhana je htio podmititi Krishna.
So that Krishna would not be on the side of the Pandavas, but would come over to his side.
Tako da Krishna ne bude na strani Pandava, već da pređe na njegovu stranu.
And so even when Krishna came to Hastinapura, they made the palace of Dushasan free just for him. It was the best palace in Hastinapura.
Kada je Krishna došao u Hastinapur, onda su ispraznili Dushasanovu palaču koja je bila najljepša.
And Duryodhana said to Krishna, "In the evening I have made the best feast for you."
I Duryodhana je rekao Krishni, naveče imam za tebe najbolju gospu.
The best food you can imagine, cooked by the most talented cooks in the world.
Najbolju hranu koju možeš zamisliti i koju su skuhali najtalentiraniji kuhari na svijetu.
Don't, I'm just telling you so that you don't eat anything before, so that you really can eat when you come.
To ti kažem zato da ne bi ništa jeo prije, tako da možeš jesti kad dođeš.
It's a real surprise for you.
To je pravo iznenađenje za tebe.
So the evening Krishna went to Vidura.
Najveće Krishna je otišao do Vidure.
Who is just a very simple house.
Koji ima vrlo jednostavnu kuću.
And who was so nervous.
I koji je bio toliko nervozan.
That Krishna had come. That instead of, you know, giving, he only found bananas in his house, and then instead of giving him the banana, the fruit, he gave him the peel and butter tea, the fruit away. So Krishna accepted the peel.
Krishna prihvatio koru.
Then and stayed at the house of Vidura.
I ostao u kući Vidure.
Then the next morning he saw Duryodhana.
I narednog jutra vidio Duryodhanu.
And Duryodhana said, "Where were you?"
Duryodhana rekao, "Gdje si ti?"
"We were looking for you all over. We had cooked this big feast for you.
Tražili smo te svuda, skuhali smo tu veliku gozbu za tebe.
Why didn't you come?"
"Zašto nisi došao?"
And Krishna said, "In order to eat, two conditions must be fulfilled.
Da bih jeo, moraju se dva uvjeta ispuniti.
The one who first is the one who eats must be hungry.
Prvo onaj ko jede mora biti gladan.
Međutim, I have a transcendental body. I cannot feel hunger.
Međutim, imam transcendentno tijelo i ne mogu osjećati glad.
From Satchit and Ananda.
Ona je Satchit Ananda.
Second condition.
Drugi uvjet.
If the person is not hungry, if the first condition is not fulfilled,
ako osoba nije gladna, ako prvi uvjet nije ispunjen,
then the one who offers the food must have love.
Onda onaj ko nudi hranu mora imati ljubavi.
And then the other person becomes hungry. I mean, he has to eat.
I onda druga osoba pod znakom navoda postaje gladna, odnosno mora jesti.
Do you sometimes have this experience? You come to the temple and you're really puna, and then some nice Vaishnava comes and says, "Oh, so nice to see you. I have a wonderful surprise for you." And then he gives you a sweet, and you don't like sweets because you have to go to Mataji Lerka for the dentist work. But because he just has so much affection for you, you just say, "Oh yes, I'm very, yes, very good." You know, you really take in the affection.
Kada dođete u hram i puni ste, siti ste potpuno, ali neki fini vajšnava dođe i ponudi vam slatkiš, ali vi ne volite slatkiša i morate ići onda kod mateći ljerke, kod zubara. Ali onda, pošto je on tako entuzijastičan da se ljubav vam ponudi, onda prihvatite to i prihvatite hranu i jedete na silu.
So Duryodhana, you have no love for me!
Duryodhana, ti nemaš ljubavi za mene, rekao je Krishna.
And I'm not hungry.
I ja nisam gladan.
Therefore, how can I eat?
Stoga kako mogu jesti?
Not possible.
Nije moguće.
To je Krishna. But he becomes hungry when the devotee, out of love, see, that's the point. There must be love. Otherwise, Krishna wouldn't become hungry. He wouldn't eat it.
On postaje gladan kada bhakta ima ljubavi. Inače neće jesti, nije gladan.
Because he has a transcendental body.
Jer ima transcendentalno tijelo.
It's very nice, this is a good point for our Prasadam Revolution Party.
Ovo je dobra poanta za našu našu partiju Prasadam Revolucije.
The Prasadam, if we want it to be very effective in bringing Krishna consciousness, must be cooked with love and offered with love for Krishna.
Ako želite biti efikasni u davanju svjetlosti Krišne ljudima na taj način, onda morate kuhati i nuditi s ljubavlju.
Now please, our cooks shouldn't all get a complex now.
Naši kuhari sad ne trebaju biti iskompleksirani.
Oh, my heart is made from a mixture of ice and stone.
Moje srce je napravljeno od mješavine leda i kamena.
Then Krishna will never accept it.
Krishna nikad neće prihvatiti.
No, it's said if we do it according to the therefore we offer the food through our spiritual master.
Stoga nudimo hranu kroz naše preko našeg duhovnog učitelja.
The idea is we give him I have made it as good as I could.
Ideja je da smo napravili najbolje što možemo.
And then he goes and offers it.
I onda on to nudi.
Moj dragi gospodin.
Dragi moj gospodine,
my beginner disciple,
moj učenik početnik,
has tried to cook something for you. I'm offering it to you.
Nudim za tebe.
Please accept.
Molim te prihvati.
Oh, in puja, we have a prayer that if we have made some, where we beg for forgiveness for offenses.
Ili za vrijeme puđe imamo molitvu gdje molimo za oproštaj za urede.
Yes. But the point is that we should cook nicely, have a nice consciousness, take shower, dress in fresh, go to the kitchen. You know, it's worship. Cooking is worship.
Poanta je trebamo lijepo kuhati, u lijepoj svjesnosti, sa čistom odjećom, okupani, jer kuhanje je obožavanje.
So now we found a good end.
Sada smo došli do dobrog kraja.
Because we are approaching the prasadam time now.
Ja se približava vrijeme prasadama.
Our subject is just befitting, so we should not go to another subject. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Ho.
Vangresh, Lasa Chinanda, Lasa Maharaj, Ki. Amen.